You're listening to Weird AF News with Jonesy.
A menstrual-themed cocktail is causing controversy at an Ohio bar. And beer burros. Sweet drink-serving donkeys are a favorite at weddings. And a man accidentally swallows an AirPod, and it still works after he poops it out. Miracles, baby. This is Monday. Weird AF News. On the prowl, baby. This is Jonesy, the host of Weird AF News, which is the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian. I will say that again and again, just to get it in your skull. All right, sorry, I'm rambling. Let's go. A menstrual-themed cocktail is causing controversy at a bar in Ohio. Well, bars, of course, always hope to catch on big with a new drink invention, but this Ohio establishment thinks they've found their way to stand out. The bar's getting notoriety for their latest menstrual-themed cocktail that's served with a tampon inside. All right. Now, I like a Bloody Mary just as much as the next guy, but not literally. By the way, literally is in the name of the drink. It's called Even Can't Literally. I'm serious. They're drawing large crowds of people, mostly from social media, going to this bar to order what's called Even Can't Literally. What's in it? Well, the bartender Sarah Kruger will tell you. She came up with the damn thing. Tequila, triple sec, a random flavor of Truly. Truly, what the hell is that? And berries. The drink is a berry margarita that embodies the menstrual cycle, complete with a tampon applicator garnish. I tell you, man, I love margaritas, so I'll have one of these. I'll have five of these. You know, yesterday was Cinco de Mayo. I would have ate so many of these. I would have gotten so drunk, I would have swallowed the tampon like a worm. Here's a quote. I've definitely seen offensive, crass, disgusting, and I've seen most of these posts by women saying, I can't believe you would do something like this, which I find a little bit disheartening, almost, because it seems like you are ashamed of something that your body does naturally, said the bartender. One customer said, it's your right to be offended, that's fine. Sure, you can leave the bar. Hey, how about this? You don't have to order it. How about that? You don't have to give the bar your money. There's your political choice in the matter. The bartender said, this drink isn't meant to shock or disgust people, but to get them talking about women's health. Is it? Really? I think it's just a gimmick, really, for you guys to sell drinks and get notoriety for your bar. I don't think you're really concerned about talking about women's health. Really? You're going to use this drink? This is going to be a talking point to women's health? I'm sure everybody in the bar that's drinking these is talking about women's health. I have had, like, seven Even Can't Literallys, and I really want to talk about the healthcare out there. You know, I'm just going to talk about women's health specifically. You know how when you get wasted and you feel like talking about health issues, don't you? I have a hemorrhoid. $1 from every purchase of this drink, you'll be happy to know, will go to the local Domestic Violence and Child Advocacy Center in Cleveland. Well, that's nice. I think that's a great thing. We also decided that if someone doesn't want the actual tampon in their drink, they can donate that tampon as well. You can get the drink and say, donate the tampon, we just want the drink. And we'll still donate the dollar to the women's shelter and along with the tampon. Pretty cool. I probably want the tampon. I want a garnish, you know? Shove some olives on the end of that thing. Actually, no, olives are for Bloody Marys. This is a margarita, so we want limes. Most bar patrons found no problem with this new menstrual cocktail. It doesn't bother me one bit. Why should it? It's not going to ruin my day, said one customer. Another customer said, I see where people think it's kind of offensive, but, you know, I don't take offense personally. Why would I? But social media was a different story as hundreds of people voiced their frustrations on the bar's Facebook page, saying things like, this is revolting. I met my boyfriend here and hoped that we could have an anniversary celebration here. But after this stunt, I can only hope you go out of business. You wish them to go out of business. These people who get such a stick up their ass. This lady's got, hey lady, take the tampon out of your ass. It doesn't go there. Another commenter said, round of applause. I didn't think it was possible, but you guys took a charitable cause for women and still managed to degrade female bodily functions and mock female vernacular with the drink name. These people just take this shit way too seriously. This is a quote from someone who hasn't had a margarita in their entire life and probably should get to business having one and lighten the hell up. It's a drink. It's a gag. It's fun. It's the people that are looking to be offended that are offended. There's an old Chinese quote that I love, and I bring it out sometimes because I like to think of myself as an old Chinese monk that's half black. Why? I don't know. But here's the quote. The sky is naturally clear, but gazing and gazing and gazing creates clouds. And that's what you get with these people that are looking to be offended. The sky is naturally clear, but if you want to find something to be offended by, you will. The bar's owner said some people even complained to the health department. However, he spoke to them and everything is fine. Good, I'm glad. Let these people do their thing. Who cares? They're donating. How much, you know how many people are going to order this drink? How much money is going to be donated to a shelter for women, etc.? Free tampons for them? Shut the hell up and let them do it, idiots. Who's having fun here? Somebody having fun? Oh, no fun around here. They call me Mr. Bombastic, Elephantastic, and them on the sitting down listen to weird news. Beer burros. Yep, sweet drink-serving donkeys are a favorite Western wedding touch. Have you heard about beer burros at a wedding? Yeah, I'm talking about a donkey that delivers beer, carries around beer. The beer burro began taking hold in 2015 when wedding planners in the Texas Hill Country wanted to incorporate donkeys into the wedding celebration. And it makes sense, says the article, because not only is a beer donkey unique, but it's also a great icebreaker for guests who have never met. Yeah, I agree. I think it's pretty fun. Anytime you got animals and beer together, I'm okay with that. The beer donkey was first introduced during Salt Lick, which is the most popular barbecue in Hill Country. I think this isn't somewhere in Texas. This is all stuff I'm not familiar with. They were getting requests for donkeys to serve guests at weddings after they saw them at this barbecue. And so it took months before the donkeys were trained to carry pack saddles. The donkeys then learned to carry alcohol, party favors, and food. Yeah, and it didn't take long for the idea of beer burros to take off. Now the Texas Hill Country isn't the only place where beer burros are around. You can find them at many events around the country. Little Burro Events is a Northern California beverage serving miniature donkey business that supplies mini donkeys, burros in Napa, Sonoma, and the San Francisco Bay Area. And they're not just beer wedding burros either. You can have a tequila burro at your next event. Not only do the guests love these sweet donkeys, the donkeys also love being the center of attention. Interesting. I think this is fascinating. Anything to make your event weird, I'm all for. And this does it. Yeah, have a donkey or a burro with a bunch of tequila on its back walking around the party. I mean, does it get any weirder than that? Yeah, I mean, if it was like a, I guess if a Komodo dragon was carrying around a keg, that'd be pretty weird. Or what about like hummingbirds zipping around with little bags of Molly? That's not right. Hey, you can have your wedding your way. You want beer at your wedding? Well, I want Molly at my wedding. How about that? It's my wedding. I'll do what I want with it. I want bong burros at my wedding. Yeah, burros that are carrying a bong or multiple bongs on the back of burros. Bong burros. Did you guys get a hit off the bong burro? It's coming around. Take a few hits. They say that the donkeys and burros are similar to dogs. You can cuddle with them and they're compassionate. And they enjoy taking photos with you. They love selfies, apparently. I didn't know this about burros and donkeys. I didn't know they were into selfies. Need to get me a miniature donkey to take selfies with. Make my shit go viral. Bring it on stage with me. Little mini burro on stage when I'm telling jokes. Pfft, I'll get booked all over the place. Hey, you gotta get that comedian with the mini donkey. And then afterward, the donkey walks around. It's got meth on its back. All right, I'm getting out of control. Have any of you experienced these beer burros? I'd love to know. I mean, some of you are in Texas, I'm sure. And some of you are probably up in wine country, NorCal. Have you seen the beer burros at a wedding? I don't have rich friends. This is probably like a rich wedding situation, right? I mean, my friends that want to get expensive weddings, they usually involve some sort of travel, and I just don't even go to them because I'm like, I can't drop a 1K because, you want to pretend that you're going to stay with this person for the rest of your life and it's just going to end in 3 years. That's a thing I'm not doing. I'm not going to invest 1K into your temporary fantasy, in other words. That's so mean. I'm sorry. But yeah, no, listen, call Weird AF News. I want to know about this this beer burrow. If you've taken a shot off the back of a beer burrow. 646-450-2012. Yeah, that's the number.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A man swallows an AirPod while he's sleeping, and then he craps it out, and it still works. Yay! Apple products rule. A man in Taiwan swallowed one of his wireless Apple AirPods while he was sleeping, but he succeeded in retrieving this earpiece and found it still worked after its dark passage through his human colon. Ben Hsu fell asleep, and he awoke to find one of his AirPods had gone missing. Using his iPhone's Find My iPhone app, he directed the missing device to play a sound to help him find the AirPod. The ping, he determined, was coming from within inside his stomach. That would freak me out. Hsu is a recruiter for the Taiwanese Navy base. Went to the hospital, the United Municipal Hospital, where clinicians reportedly confirmed his suspicion with an X-ray. Yes, they found the AirPod was inside his belly. Crazy, right? That would freak me out. I would just assume it's going to be in there forever. He reported no pain. The physician prescribed a laxative. So they didn't even have to surgically remove it. There was no surgical intervention needed. That's a relief. That you can crap out an AirPod. Yeah. I would try the laxative method first, right? They were worried that the piece wouldn't pass through his intestines. I'd be worried about that too. This is scary as hell, man. I'll tell you right now. How the hell do you swallow it though? In the night? I mean, what are you doing? It's not like a spider, right? Like we assume we swallow spiders throughout the year, they say, because they crawl inside and crawl down your throat. I'm sorry to freak you out, but that's what happens. Unless this AirPod is like crawling into your mouth, you got to be really dumb to swallow it in your sleep, right? I don't know how this works. If such a strange object ended up in my mouth while sleeping, I would immediately wake up. There's no way it's going to even get close to my throat. It's not even going to get in my lips unless he's chewing on it. I think this is the missing piece of the story. This guy's like chewing on it or something. He's got it in his mouth. I don't know. He's got some sort of oral fixation with Apple products. He's going to, you know what? He was screwing around and swallowed it by accident. He claims it happened when he was sleeping, but we all know what he was really doing. Just being stupid. Now, you'll be happy to know because, we have to have a concern about swallowing items, you know? It's not just when you're a young child, you swallow weird stuff like pennies and gum and all that, Legos maybe, but even as an adult, you can swallow some stuff by accident. But you'll be happy to hear that a 2017 article by the Clinical Practice in Cases in Emergency Medicine says that 80% of foreign bodies pass spontaneously through the gastrointestinal tract. Surgical intervention is required in only 12 to 16%, and death is extremely rare. This is probably just for small devices, small things that you swallow spontaneously. Because, like, seriously, like, if you swallow a hand grenade, right, you're not going to... Well, that was a bad example. But I'm trying to think of something kind of large that won't go through an intestine. Like, imagine if you somehow swallow a golf ball. Really, is that going to pass through? I doubt it. Sure enough, Hsu passed the AirPod the following day while perched on a toilet at a railway station. He was at a railway station? Dude, why aren't you home passing this thing? I'm staying. Look, I take my laxatives. I stay home. I'm not out in the real world at a train station, commuting, going to work. No, you call your boss. You're like, bro, I swallowed an AirPod. I'm not coming in until it leaves my asshole. Right? The boss is going to understand. Oh, yes, Hsu, we know. You swallowed an AirPod? That's serious. Wait till you crap that thing out and then you come back into work. Best of luck to you. Yeah, we can't have you in the office today. I don't want to hear your butt playing Toto songs all day. Or whatever you listen to. Your butt's ringing. But this guy didn't care. This guy's like, no, I'm going out. And I'm not only going about my day, I'm going on public transportation after taking a bunch of laxatives and I'm waiting to crap out a technological device. Strange. After successfully... All right, this is going to get graphic. Sorry. Earmuffs, guys, if you can't handle graphic poop talk. After successfully evacuating the AirPod from his rectum, Hsu proceeded to rummage about his waist to recover the once white earbud. He washed the device despite Apple advice against getting AirPods wet. Your AirPods and charging case aren't waterproof or water resistant, so be careful not to get moisture in any openings, says the company. Okay. The company's earbuds are said to be fairly tolerant to abuse, and now we verified it can even pass a colon. Oh, man, Apple, you just never cease to amaze me. You know what else never ceases to amaze me? The power of the human rectum, what it's capable of. It's just, it really is, it's one of the wonders of the world, right? Like, now, I mentioned earlier that it probably couldn't pass a golf ball, but, I mean, you can pass a lot of stuff. You can, you know. Think about the drug mules that are just crapping out all sorts of bags of pills. I mean, that's powerful stuff right there. Why did I think of that? I don't know. Because I think about drugs often. I, you know. And speaking of drugs, you guys should donate to me. All right. Thank you. Hey, what's up, weirdos? I hope you had a nice weekend. I want to give some love to Excellent, which is one of my patrons, who actually upped their pledge from $5 to $10 a month, which I woke up to that email. That's just lovely. That just makes me so happy inside. Guys, you should join the Patreon. What are you doing? I uploaded a video yesterday about this weird thing in my neighborhood, and you're only going to be able to see it on the Patreon. And I'm about to record a bonus episode tonight with a comedian friend of mine named Meredith Jacklin, and I'm going to upload that in the morning. So you're going to get a bonus episode with me and a co-host, and she's hilarious. You're going to love her. Also want to give some love to Sarah Bean from Wyoming, who wrote to me about shotgun shells. She wrote, "What's up, Jonesy? I'm fairly new to your Weird AF podcast, but I have it set to play daily as soon as my alarm finishes getting ignored. I wake up to your funniness. Even my 10-year-old is a fan." I think that's lovely. Although I have to say, Sarah Bean, I'm not sure I can condone you allowing your 10-year-old to listen to such things. I'm kidding. Let the 10-year-olds listen. They need to learn about the world. Why not learn about it through Weird AF News? It's better than listening to mainstream news, I'll tell you right now. Your mainstream news will get your 10-year-old depressed and angry. Sarah says, "I find it more incredible that Wyoming, which is where my ass has lived all 32 years I've been alive, was actually mentioned in something that didn't include some idiot saying something about us riding horses instead of driving cars. Love the fact that you're into midget wrestling or micro wrestlers, Jonesy. And yes, most of our ammunition sits out on an open shelf here for any dumbass to attempt stealing." That's funny. She says, "Stay weird, dude. Keep doing what you do, weirdo. You rock. Peace." Yeah, you rock too, Sarah. I love that email. Please send me emails like this. It makes me so happy. Also, shout out to my buddy Ryan Sprague, who I love. And we have back and forth like on a daily, me and Ryan. He wrote about this Wyoming thing too, about the guns and stuff. He said, okay, dude, I'm going to key you in on a little bit about what makes America so messed up. Guns, yeah, those are always under lock and key. Now, ammo, explosive shit like black powder and gunpowder, that shit is just sitting in aisles like any other product that you can buy. And this just isn't in Wyoming, bro. I grew up in Eastern Washington, and I've never in my life seen ammo locked up. That's so crazy. See, now, all the places I've lived in, hasn't been too many, but, I mean, we're talking Boston, basically Boston, New York, L.A. The ammo's not available. It's all locked. Like, you don't even see it, right? It's locked up. You got to go looking for it. But apparently in other places, in the Wyoming story, I was shocked to learn, it's just sitting on the shelves for, you know, I mean, a 13-year-old could just grab it and shove it down the pants and walk out, right? I mean, really, I'm not saying that happens all the time. I'm saying that could happen. Wow, what a fun country. You know what's good about America, though, is Weird AF News is available for free. It's sitting there on the shelves for you. So just take as much Weird AF News as you want. Just stick it down your pants. What does that even mean? I don't even know. But the idea of you putting your podcast down your pants makes me happy. Hey, guys. What should I say? Oh, join the Patreon. Why the hell not? Make me happy. My birthday came and like only one person joined. I mean, what kind of birthday present is that? Come on. It's patreon.com/weirdafnews. Do it up. I'm releasing bonus episode tomorrow. I had a video released yesterday. So we got some cool shit on there. Extra stuff. $2 a month. Come on. What are you, crazy? That's a cup of coffee. Mwah! Call the show. 646-450-2012. Email Jonesy. funnyjones@gmail.com. Super easy. Send me an article. Tell me I suck balls. I don't care. You can also reach out to me on Instagram, @funnyjones, and on Twitter, @funnyjones, and on Facebook, it's Comedian Jonesy. I love ya.
Yay!